I don't like to say, I replied, going red in the face.
Tell me in my ear, said Miss Havisham, leaning close. I think she is very proud, I said in a whisper. Anything else? I think she is very pretty. Anything else?
I think she is most insulting.
Estella gave a laugh at this.
Anything else?
Yes, I should like to go home now.
And never see her again, though she is so pretty.
I am not sure that I shouldn't like to see her again, but I want to go home now.
You shall go soon, Miss Havisham told me. Finish the game first.
I played the game to an end, and Estella beat me once more. She threw the cards down on the table, as if she despised them for having been won of me.
When shall I have you here again? Miss Havisham said. Let me think. I know nothing of the days of the week. Come again after 6 days. You hear, boy?
Yes, ma'am.
Estella, take him down.
Go, Pip.
I followed the candle down as I had followed the candle up. The rush of the daylight quite confused me, and made me feel as if I had been in the candlelight of the strange room for many hours. Estella unlocked the gate and stood aside to let me through. She smiled at me then, as if she was glad that my hands were so coarse and my boots so thick. I was going out without looking at her when she touched me with her hand. "Why don't you cry?" she said.
"Because I don't want to."
"You do," said she. "You're crying now."
It was true.
She laughed again, pushed me out, and kicked the gate upon me. I went straight to Mr. Pumblechook's, and was much relieved to find him not at home. I set off on the 4-mile walk to our village, thinking of all I had seen, and filled with a deep regret that I was such a common, stupid boy, with coarse hands and thick boots. It seemed to me that I was in a thoroughly bad way.